In response to the mounting public health crisis, public access is being denied to more and more government buildings. In the largest city in western Massachusetts, all municipal buildings, including City Hall, will be closed to the public until April 5th.
These are extraordinary times, and that makes for decisive actions that have to be taken.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said city workers will still be on the job and there will be no layoffs, but face-to-face contact with the general public will be greatly reduced. There may be some staggered shifts or work done remotely, all in an effort to combat community spread of the novel coronavirus that poses a deadly threat to the elderly and people with underlying health conditions and could overwhelm local hospitals.
We are threading the needle right now to tamp down hysteria also, but it's important if we follow these guidelines that we'll be able to containment and mitigation of this situation.
At a City Hall news conference announcing the changes Monday, Sarno said essential city services will remain available uninterrupted, including police, fire, sanitation, trash pickup, and recycling.
I really deeply appreciate everybody's, the residents and business community's, patience and understanding in this very challenging situation.
To reduce the chances of police officers becoming ill, Springfield Police Department operations will be spread out among four locations: the headquarters on Pearl Street, the Metro Division substation on Dwight Street, the Police Academy on East Street, and the city's Municipal Operations Building on Tapley Street. Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprood said she is not canceling days off or vacations.
I do not have a sickness problem. I am fully manned. I am actually more manned than normal because what some of the officers are doing is canceling vacation. They recognize the urgency. They have stepped up as they always do and always have.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said to lessen the risk of spreading the virus among firefighters, work schedules are being adjusted, and the apparatus bay doors at firehouses will be kept closed to discourage civilians from walking in. While public schools in Springfield remain closed for at least the next 3 weeks, breakfast and lunch meals will be prepared for pickup at 14 schools between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. each day, according to School Superintendent Dan Warwick.
As many of you know, we feed 30,000 students every day, so that's an important piece for us.
Warwick said officials are in discussions with daycare providers over helping families where parents must work and have no one to watch their children when school is not in session. He said the district is also looking into remote learning. Governor Charlie Baker's order that bans eating in at restaurants and bars will be strictly enforced in Springfield by health inspectors, according to the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton Harris.
It's important that we take this very seriously and understand that we are trying to limit community spread.
Also Monday, Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi announced all jail inmate visits have been suspended for the next 60 days, except for attorneys and clergy members who will be provided with face masks.
We have a very safe and we have a very healthy environment inside those fences, and we want to keep it that way.
Cochi said that one inmate was placed in quarantine after showing symptoms of potentially being infected with COVID-19. Last Friday, it was determined the person was not ill and the quarantine was ended. As of Monday, Bay State Hospital in Springfield had tested 100 people for COVID-19 and received 40 results with one positive for the disease. That person is now recovering at home, according to the hospital. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.